will change. We all are part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our show, Let's Create a Better World. Second theme, healthy aging. We're very excited today. Special guest, a man that's done a lot of work in the health industry. But first, let me first introduce myself with Bobby Elias, who hosts the show. And Stefan, you're there, right?
Yeah, Stefan Rudolph here, co-host.
Co-host, very good. And then we're going to have Burton Goldberg on in a few minutes, but let me make a couple quick announcements. Over the next few weeks, we're having a lot of things preparing for the holidays. The food to eat, your mind, how to prepare yourself totally for everything, the holidays. A lot on aging, a lot on health and exercise, and how to avoid diseases, and in simple words, how to live longer. We're going to talk about that today, too, from a guy that should know for a lot of reasons. I'll explain. So for those of you that would like to call, tell your friends to hear the show on their cell phone. You can hear the show on any phone, period, by calling the number I'm going to give you right now, okay? Area 712-775-6810. You can call that number anytime, and I'll try to remember to give that at the end of the show. We're very, very excited today. Our guest, Burton Goldberg, is the voice of alternative medicine. He is started the first alternative school for health, teaching people about alternative health many years ago. And he's an all-around great, great guy. He's not a doctor. He's a doctor of humanities, not a medical doctor, which, thank goodness. And he's just a great, great speaker. He's one of our favorites. So without ado, Burton, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you again.
Yes, we really enjoy you and all the things we talk about. The theme of the show, and we talked about taking back the government and the health industry away from the corporations and the big money boys. And we're going to talk about how we're being poisoned, how we're being starved. And then we're going to talk about how and why you, as an 89-year-old man, have lived so long, and what we're going to talk about how people can live longer in general. So, listeners, stay with us. It's going to be a great show. Okay, Burton, first question is, the first thing you just said, let's take away the government from our corporations. And I added the health industry, and I added the big money boys. And go ahead and explain that clearly. I know what it is, but I'd rather it come from you than me. Go right ahead.
Well, first of all, when it comes to medicine, there's several kinds of medicine. There's preventive, there's the emergency room and trauma, which is the best medicine in the world. They sew you up, they take away your pain, they keep you alive. And then there's degenerative disease, like cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, just goes on and on and on. And they're miserable failures. All they prescribe is drugs, and most of these drugs have dire side effects. They're not side effects, they're effects. If you ever watch television and you take your eyes away from the screen and you listen to the effects of these drugs, it's astounding. Even death. And yet they're prescribed by doctors. Now, this week, we've talked about meat being carcinogenic, causing cancer. It isn't the meat that's causing cancer. It is the additives to the meat. The GMOs, genetically modified foods that are fed the animals. The antibiotics. We sell more antibiotics to animal raisers than we do humans. And when we put hormones to make them big and fat, all of these ingredients go into to the animal, whether it's a pig or a cow. And in cows, they feed animals to animals in this country. And mad cow disease is prevalent in our society. As a matter of fact, a variant of mad cow disease, it's called Creutzfeldt-Jakob, is in Alzheimer. They did a study at Yale University and Pittsburgh University, and approximately 10% of Alzheimer is a variant of mad cow disease. And this is astounding. We taught the French and the English how to do it, and it's still being done in this country. And so the reason the World Health Organization has found that meats and processed beef, salamis and things, are causing carcinogen, including all meats, it is the additives that are allowed by the United States government to be put into these meats. Because, look, ladies and gentlemen, cancer. In 1900, when my daddy was born, I was born in 26. 3% of the population in 1900 had cancer of any kind, shape, or form. Today, it's over 50% of men and women will have cancer in their life. 25% will have diabetes. Today, autism is 1 in 42 boys. In 1950, it didn't exist. In 1970, it was 1 in 10,000. 5 years ago, it was 1 in 150. Today, it's 1 in 42 boys. And Dr. Sennett, a senior scientist at MIT Boston, said by the year 2025, that's 9 years from now, 50% of the children will have autism. Have you ever heard an oncologist yell and scream, "What causes cancer?" I haven't. Have you ever heard a pediatrician yell and scream, "What's caused autism?" You bet they don't. They all keep their mouth shut. Either they're dumb, or they're dishonest, or they're fearful of losing their license, because that is the price they pay if they open up their mouth. If you don't know what causes cancer, and when you ask an oncologist what causes cancer, they'll say cigarette smoking and the sun, and then we don't know. But we do know. And if you have a pad and a pen, I'm going to give you some coordinates. I've done essays on autism, on the causes of Alzheimer and cancer, and I did another essay on integrative cancer treatments. You see, I make a living guiding people with cancer. I have clients all over the world. I'm in the book of Suzanne Somers called Knockout. So consequently, I get calls from Saudi Arabia to Europe to Indonesia from people, usually end-stage cancer. And I then guide them to physicians that can help put them in remission, not with conventional medicine. I did a documentary on cancer called Cancer Conquest, and it's on my website. My website is burtongoldberg.com. It's an hour and a half. You have to pay $20 to see it. But if you have cancer or you know somebody with cancer, I beg you to see it, because it tells you how integrative doctors, that's using the best of both worlds, using the best of alternative and conventional medicine in the successful treatment of cancer. And of course, a lot depends on the compliance of the patient, because it's complicated. It goes into diet, it goes into dentistry, it goes into chiropractic, and I use a team of doctors. There isn't one doctor good enough for me. And so by watching this film, you get a gist. And the film takes place in Germany, in Mexico, and the United States with physicians. And everything is said by physicians who successfully treat cancer. And the alternative, integrative way is definitely the way to go. You know, these doctors don't tell the patient not to eat sugar. Sugar feeds cancer. When a doctor wants to find out if you have cancer, they do a PET scan. They give the patient sugar because the sugar carries the radiologic molecule into the cancer cell, so it appears on the X-ray. That's what CAT scans are. They use sugar to drive the radiologic molecule, and it says, look at me, I'm here, this is cancerous. Because cancer feeds on sugar. 19 times higher than regular cells. That's the appetite that cancer cells have for sugar. And yet, the oncologist never, hardly ever, as a matter of fact, it is not unusual for the oncologist to give candy and cake in the chemo room. And the chemo, and I'm not against chemo, I used to be, until I learned of a European blood test. We talk about the one in Germany. There's one in Greece and there's one in Germany that allows the doctor to know which chemotherapeutic agent will target your cancer cells. Why is this all coming about? It's coming about because we are not electing the proper people to represent us all over our government. The agencies, you know, that govern food in this country. For instance, it was Abraham Lincoln who started the Department of Agriculture. It was Richard Nixon who started the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. It was Franklin Roosevelt that started the FDA. And all these agencies were designed to protect us from the industry that could poison us. And what's happened over the years is...
Hi, Burton, you on?
Hello, Burton, are you there?
Oh, looks like you may want me. Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay.
Go ahead. We have
lost you for a second. Go ahead. Go ahead on that.
You're talking to me, Burton?
Yes. I don't know what happened. We didn't hear
you. Yeah, well, let our listeners know. This is Stefan Rudolph, and we have him back now. It's Burton Goldberg. We were discussing the cancer topics, and I wanted to ask you a question too, Burton. You had some great points about sugar as well, and that's such a high thing right now with the children, high fructose corn syrup, diabetes, everything growing in that area, and more awareness of what we're doing. I see some of your DVDs also curing depression, anxiety, and panic disorder. You know, a lot of these, the addiction one that you have is a great looking one as well, and those are all really related to sugar, dietary habits these days. Maybe you can talk a little bit more about that as well.
I would like to talk about I will talk about depression, anxiety, and panic. It's one of my expertise. I studied it because the two of the major women in my life were addicts. One was on cocaine, and the other one was on alcohol. He was an alcoholic. But getting back to the agencies, the heads of these agencies are appointed by political people, the presidents of the United States, Democrat and Republican. This is not a partisan situation. They're both no good. This president is as bad as the two before him, the Republican and the Democrat. They put hacks in charge of these agencies, and the hacks protect the industry. That's why the World Health Organization says beef and chicken and pork and meats are carcinogenic. It is the additives that are allowed by these agencies. For instance, every can except those today that have BPA, bisphenol A, it is a constituent of plastic lining every single can except very, very few. If you go to a health food store, look for BPA-free water bottles, BPA-free cans. They're carcinogenic. That's what's causing your breast cancer. That's what's causing your large prostates. I had an operation recently, and I said to the urologist, you want to know what causes large prostates? He said, no. You're a urologist. I have a large prostate. I have to have, I had green laser therapy to make it open it up, and instead of the knife, I used green laser. And he didn't want to know what caused my large prostate. You don't have to be smart to be a doctor. You have to have a good memory. Then they give you a license to kill or a license to heal. Unfortunately, the oncologists of America are guilty of crimes against humanity for not looking into the integrative way, the natural way, and even using chemotherapy judiciously. For instance, if we use chemotherapy, we use low dose, targeted. We know in advance which chemotherapeutic agent will work on your circulating tumor cells. You know the operation where they take the cancer out with a knife and they say, we got it all? And then 5 years, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years later, it comes back with vengeance. They have paid no attention to the circulating tumor cells. That's why it's so important for you to watch my film, Cancer Conquest. It's on my website. You got to use a credit card. It's an hour and a half. You can see it on your computer. Cancer Conquest will open up your mind. So if you know someone with cancer, write that down. Cancer Conquest at BurtonGoldberg.com. They need it. Because that's the way you can intelligently treat cancer. Even using chemotherapy judiciously. In low doses, because you won't have the violent side effects. Now, our host recommended that I talk about depression, anxiety, and panic.
Yes.
And as I told you, the major women in my life, two of them, were addicted. I had a breakup with them, and I lived with them for many years, and sent them away for treatments. And there's a thing called orthomolecular psychiatry. What does that mean? The right kind of hormones or natural substances that that patient needs and is missing. Amino acids, these are building blocks of proteins. Amino acids, fatty acids, and a abundance of heavy metals. It could be mercury. It could be arsenic. Who knows? It can be chlorodane. We don't know. That goes for cancer as well as depression and anxiety. Folks, it runs in the family. Everyone who suffers from depression, and by the way, that's what addiction is. Addiction is self-medicating to get the monkey off their back, to get rid of the pain from depression, anxiety, panic. So they use drugs, legal or unlegal, not legal, or alcohol, to get the monkey off the back. The good news, it can be reversed by feeding the proper molecules that that patient needs. And I guide people. In addition to cancer, I guide them with addiction, depression, anxiety, and panic. Invariably, it runs in the family. Grandparents, parents, somewhere down the line. And if you suffer, your offsprings will eventually get it. It skips generations. You never know where, you never know how, but that's what happens. But the good news is it can be reversed. And so I did a two-hour documentary called Depression, Anxiety, and Panic Disorder on my website, burtongoldberg.com. And I did another one on addiction. They're very, very similar. But most people with depression don't want to look at the addiction, and most and vice versa. But this is they're the same. And everything in it is said by physicians. So if you're on drugs, SSRI, serotonin reuptake inhibitors to allow your own serotonin to keep going around, and sometimes they're necessary, but eventually they wear off, and eventually they have side effects. And if you have to get off them, we cover that, but you got to do it gradually, and you must have medical help. You can't do these things alone. You need help. But the good news is depression can be removed. Anxiety can be removed. One of my, the alcoholic that I was very much in love with and lived with for 12 years on and off, called me several years ago. She had an anxiety attack. So much so that she couldn't insert her automobile key into the car to start it. Her hand was shaking. I called one of my doctors up, the pharmacist up in Denver, Colorado, and I lined it up, had her call him. She phoned him. I paid him $100 for the consultation. I gave him $200 on the credit card. He shipped her overnight, and within 4 hours, her anxiety attack disappeared after taking the proper nutrition. That's a science in itself. But believe it or not, it knocked out her anxiety. And this is what's available, and this is part of alternative medicine. I'd like to go into autism here.
Go right ahead.
Because autism is a blatant government not telling the truth. The CDC, the Communicative Disease Center, knows that the vaccines are part of autism, not the whole thing. There are children who get autism who have never been vaccinated, but the mother may live near a coal plant or had mercury fillings in her mouth or toxic poison by mercury or other problems. But the CDC, and you can look this up on the internet, the Simpsonwood study, paid for secret meeting that was disclosed through the Freedom of Information Act. It came out. The CDC fudged the numbers on their study on thimerosal and the vaccinations. When I was a boy, we had two or three vaccines and that was it. Today, between 0 and 18 months, it's 18 vaccines. That's a nice nest egg for the pharmaceutical industry, isn't it? And the CDC, your United States government, is lying to you. And Kennedy did a book talking about a whistleblower in the CDC. But we have it there. We have on my website the truth about vaccines. And we have a natural vaccine that does not have the violent side effects of autism. But it's not only the vaccine. It's a perfect storm. GMOs are one of the major contributors to autism. GMOs, the soy, the wheat, the food, the vegetables that we have, are, and the glyphosate, which is an ingredient of Roundup that the GMOs use. And it's all scientifically documented by a senior MIT scientist, and it's all available for you to see on my website, burtongoldberg.com, for free. And you can go very deep. You go into films, you go into video, you go into chapters of my book. It's interactive. So you go to burtongoldberg.com. It's a red button just below the title name on my website, The Truth About Vaccines. The other one is The Causes of Alzheimer and Cancer. And the third is on integrative doctors who treat cancer correctly. And I have doctors from Germany to Mexico to the United States. So if you have any of those conditions, I think you'll find that to be interesting. Do you have any other questions?
To reintroduce you to our audience that may have come in at a different time. This is Burton Goldberg, the voice of alternative medicine, started many, many alternative schools before anyone else many years ago, is treating cancer. He's 89 years old. We're going to talk about how and why people can live that long and aging and so forth. We're also going to talk about what Burton says. We're being starved, we're being poisoned in this country, and he's right. Everything he says, we love, and we agree, and we strongly advise you to also get your pen out and get ready. He's going to give ways for you to contact him by phone, by email, by web, and listen to this man. You're going to hear a lot of great stuff, and this is amazing. So, and I may have to leave abruptly. Stefan, our co-host, is here, and he'll be take over in case all of a sudden I'm gone while he's talking. So beware for that. And also one more thing. On the next week's show, we're going to announce a few the shows that we might recommend over the past, including this very show, to our people that are hearing for the first time or don't have a look at the archives. There's so many wonderful shows, and more people are going to the archives to hear the shows. All right, so go right ahead where you left off, unless you want to get into the next subject, which I'd like to get into whenever you can, and that is why they're starving us, why they're poisoning us.
Repeat that again. I didn't know what your question was.
Okay. If you can continue where you're at, or the question is, we talked about the fact that we're being poisoned, we're being starved. Can you explain that more, a little more in depth, please?
Yeah, the food that we have, that's why, what do you do about it? Well, number one, never use a microwave oven. Microwave ovens cause cancer. Take your cell phone, put it in your microwave, and close the door. Don't put it on, just close the door. Call your cell phone from a hard line. If it rings, when you're in the kitchen, you're being bathed in radar. Microwave ovens are radar. No different than the cop that's frying your testicles and your breasts when he points the gun at you. Radar is deadly. Microwave is radar. And most radar ranges, or micro, that's what they called it when they first started. Then they changed the term to microwave. It's a prettier name. Your cell phone, never to your head, always on the speakerphone. These are things you can do so you don't come down with our deadly diseases. Because brain cancer is common today. It's not unusual. Incidentally, if you have brain cancer, there's a wonderful essay. There's a research paper from Russia on under burtongoldberg.com under research number 20. If you know anybody with brain cancer, there's an incredible non-toxic substance called hydrazine sulfate, castigated by conventional medicine, but really marvelous. And they don't have the FDA in Russia. Therefore, they use it. And they've been knocking out brain cancers, believe it or not, with an over-the-counter product called hydrazine sulfate. The president, the vice president of the United States, Biden, just lost a son to brain cancer. Bo, his son, died. And the vice president says, I want to have a moonshot to cure cancer. Nixon did the same thing years ago. They now spend $4 billion a year, every year. And they're no further along in curing most cancers. There's a few that they're good at. Childhood leukemia, men testicles. Other than that, it's a miserable failure. And it comes back with vengeance. And I'm writing a letter to the vice president. There's a cabal that runs cancer research, the American Cancer Society, the National Cancer Institute. These are people who are doing the same thing over and over again, and you know if you don't change, you end up with insanity by doing the same thing over and over again, because they're no further along in cancer, because they're not even spending the time and effort of what causes cancer. The food, the air, the water, the radar, the microwave, the cell phone. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And you know the bees, the disappearance of the bees? There's a scientist in Canada who has the best website on microwave and electric. Dirty electricity is another problem, where the electricity doesn't run back on the wires. It goes on the ground and affects cattle and humans and causes cancer. Her name is Magda Havis. And MagdaHavis.com, she's a Hungarian Canadian. She's a professor of toxicology in Trent University in Canada. MagdaHavis.com. That's M-A-D-G-A, Havis, H-A-V-A-S.com. If you're interested in microwave and dirty electricity, hers is the best. She has all the research. And most of the research comes from the United States Navy and was given to her. But you think they tell you about it? No, they don't. The entire cell phone industry lies to you, or it's in small print. But anyway, Bo died of cancer of the brain. And I tell the vice president, until you replace the heads of these agencies, and until you look at what causes cancer, because they're not. They're spending nickels and dimes. I mean, when your oncologist doesn't tell you that sugar causes cancer, and put you on a sugar-free diet, that means you can't eat the bread, because wheat turns to sugar. Beets turn to sugar. Many things, the only fruit you can have is berries, organic berries. Melons turn to sugar. You can have Granny Smith apples, and you can have organic berries. So you have to eat GMO-free. You have to eat organic. You have to have pure water. The reverse osmosis is one of the good, or distilled water and take minerals as a supplement. You have to eat properly. Grass-fed beef, grass-fed chicken, or chickens that, you know, without the hormones and the antibiotics and all the additives, that's what's causing this cancer epidemic. You're not going to hear this from the government. You must be politically active. You must be conscious. Otherwise, you will become a statistic. And even if you are, it's difficult. Dentistry plays an enormous role in cancer. Well, what has a mouth got to do with my breast cancer or prostate or kidney or pancreas? Everything. 95% of females with breast cancer have a dental involvement. Every tooth in your mouth is connected to every organ and system in your body. And root canals can go bad. And so if you have a bad root canal and it's sitting on your prostate meridian, you can have excruciating pain. I had a cancer.
There's also talk about the fluoride too, right? Fluoride, I've heard a lot about causing problems. Is that correct?
That's another. Fluoride is a rat poison.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fluoride in a toothpaste. I don't use fluoride toothpaste.
Correct.
I buy my toothpaste online, and I get fluoride-free. Mm-hmm. And then it goes on and on. There's 33 categories of the causes of cancer, and in the article I wrote on the causes of cancer, I bring you two chapters in my book. It's all interactive. BurtonGoldberg.com, the causes of Alzheimer's and cancer. It's very important to keep you and your loved ones free.
Burton, well said, beautiful. This is Bobby Elias again. This is Burton Goldberg. We're speaking to Doctor of Humanities, the voice of alternative medicine, started the first alternative school in the country. And we've got the best materials. I urge you, we're going to give this contact information in a few minutes. But first, if you can go 3, 4, and 5 minutes on, you're 89 years old, Burton, we know that. And I've seen you. You look like you're in your 60s. And I know that you do all the things well. You live in Marin County, which is a great, great area. But tell our listeners about aging and how they can give us some tips on how to live longer. And some simple little...
All right. One of my secrets are I am on sheep placenta. It's over-the-counter product. I'm in the business, and I sell it. The product I have is called Swiss Cell, and it keeps me young. I couldn't bend 7 years ago without aches and pains. Today, I bend over like a young man. I'm 89 years of age, and I have been taken for my 60s in the airport. These sheep placenta work on collagen, and it works on, it's not stem cells, but it affects your own stem cells. And when your cells replicate in the mitochondria, that's the energy factory within your cell, you've got millions of them, billions of them. They give the food and the information because it's placenta. It's from an animal. You don't kill the animal. The placenta falls out when the baby lamb is born in Australia or New Zealand, where they have clean air. And these are medical herds. So they have been under doctor's care for 150 years. So the line is healthy. You don't have to worry about other diseases. And they take this placenta and they ship it to Switzerland, where it's enzymatically coated, enzymatically treated without heat. Heat destroys it. Then they take caviar from sheep, from salmon or sturgeon, and they mix that with it, gives it energy. And then they send it to New Jersey for encapsulation. And I take it every day, and it's my secret for being young. It affects your skin. It affects your hair. It affects your nails. And it's called Swiss Cell. And so if you contact me, I'll send you a video. My phone number is, this is my cell phone, 415-725-3555. 415-725-3555. My email is burton@burtongoldberg.com. And I highly recommend that you read my essays free of charge. And very involved, very deep. And I told you, I have a natural vaccine where your doctor can do a CGG test and certify that your child has been vaccinated. And it's homeopathic, and it's if you continue on my essay on autism, and you go further, 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 you'll see a homeopathic remedy in there, It's in the end of the article. Using a homeopathic remedy several times. These are all said by doctors, and the doctors mentioned in the article, so that you can get your kid in school without the traditional vaccine. And there is such a thing as a homeopathic remedy. I've spoken to two doctors who have been successful in doing this. It took a lot of work to get it. So you have a solution, an inexpensive, safe. I am not against vaccines. I am against toxic vaccines because they are definitely one of the culprits, along with GMOs, that are causing this epidemic. And a lot has to do with the milieu and terrain of the mother's vagina and the father's groin. Because there was no autism in 1950. In 1970, it was 1 in 10,000. Today, it's 1 in 42. And Dr. Semmett, MIT senior scientist, says by the year 2025, 9 years from now, it will be 50% of our children. How can a nation survive with that kind of Holocaust? We must get money out of campaigns. We must vote. And we must vote for people who will clean up the act. It is that dire.
Burton, you know, as an activist, I also want to pitch that in. Give me a minute to explain. I think people can also call their, you can add to this, please, their politicians, leaders of agencies, raise hell. You can't, we're not going to get anything just by or singing a song or having a rally or doing a meeting. We've got to take action, heavy action, on the internet, on your phone, going to places, being peaceful marches and demonstrations, as well as all the other ideas that what I'm saying. And Burton, I'd like you to add to that. What can people do for that, the solution to the problem?
I think what you just said is the way to go. Join the organizations. And in the essays on my website, I give you a course of action. But number one, you must vote the people in. You can't let these people who are being bought by industry. The money in politics is causing it. Not only global warming, not only financial disaster, but your health is at stake. So join with me demanding that the politicians and wipe the slate clean and get politicians who will fight for you for clean food. It is that important. And to pay attention, because right now, we roll down the river, the politicians are ignorant of the fact that the people that they put in charge of the agencies are protecting industry rather than humanity. Okay? Do you have any other questions? Any thoughts?
Oh, it looks like, yeah, Bobby, you still there?
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Stefan. That was the great topics, and everything you've covered was awesome on there, Burton. I was looking at your website, and we're going to also post this on our website about what you've done for people, what you are doing, and what you'll continue to do. I've gone through health issues myself, so I've been in the pharmaceutical industry years ago. I sold the drugs. I've lived in it, and now just seeing the difference and being aware, right? We have to have this awareness of what we're putting into our bodies, what we're surrounding ourselves with, because look what's happening to our society. You know, and you hit the nail on the head. 2025, just 9, 10 years from now, those statistics are just mind-blowing. And we can't even just, a lot of people hear that and don't even want to think about it because, oh, that won't happen to us. But it is. It's not another two generations or three generations. We're talking 10 years, right? Less than a decade or less there of...
yeah, that's a generation, and we will be waking up within the next few years because of the Holocaust of people who are ill. It's
yeah.
horrendous. There's no way a country can keep up with this. It is urgent. It is as dire as global warming. And look at the politicians in global warming. There's a whole party called the Republican Party where most of these people deny global warming because they're paid for by the Koch brothers and the industry who buy the politicians.
Yeah.
Well, they're putting you into bad health. So to protect you and your loved ones, you must become conscious.
Conscious awareness, exactly. Yeah. When people say I'm depressed, when people say I think I have cancer, they turn to the medicine for a quick fix instead of saying what's going in me, what am I doing, what am I eating, what am I drinking. That's how I got rid of my epilepsy. That's exactly what you're on those same lines as curing cancer, everything as far as natural holistic ways to live a better life, feel better. And you had a great point about your age and how you were in your 60s in pain and where you are now and pain-free. And just what was that point you had that you're taking about to cure this? You made a really good point on that about the medicine you're taking.
The product that I sell called Swissel.
Swiss L, okay. I'll have to check that out.
Send me an email, and I'll send you a video on it.
Let me give you a phone number, because I know it by heart, and that is area, take this down, listeners, 415-725-3555. We're going to, is that right? Did I say that right? Yeah. The last two numbers? No.
That is correct.
Okay, good. And then you give your information up, and we're going to have this on the archives to just put this date down. And by the way, Burton was on our show, I believe, January 31st of this year. You can look up that one. I'm not sure if that one's on there or not, but we'd like to have him on again. So give this man support by calling him, asking him questions, and looking into his videos and all of his materials. Go ahead and finish up with that, Burton, because we've got to get going here.
Very good. So be conscious, clean up your water, clean up your food, make sure everything in the pantry, no cans except BPA, bisphenol A free cans. Very important to work on your biome, the gut, getting your bowels moving and so forth. There's a wonderful product that I've been on called Restore. And their website is restore4life.com. There's 300, it's better than probiotic, better than prebiotic. It's 3,000 the elements that create the biome, and the biome has a lot to do with depression, anxiety, and panic. Had to do with mental illness and the brain, the biome, the gut, the flora in the gut. Because so much of the antibiotics that we eat from our meat and taking for health conditions, try not to do antibiotics. Only save them for when you're really, really necessary. Because for every drug, there's a natural product that is without side effects, less expensive, and will do better for you. And
thank
I think that's
much,
about
Burton.
It.
Yes. Well, okay. You've been wonderful. We're going to continue to help let people know about your information. I will, one last thing, burtongoldberg.com. Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N, Goldberg, G-O-L-D-B-E-R-G.com. Okay. Thanks a lot, Burton. Steph and I, we're going to finish up the show in about the next 2 minutes. We've got to go. So thank you again. You're wonderful.
Righto.
Call this man.
God bless.
Get in touch with this man.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Take care.
Stefan, we got to finish up here. I want to let people know, give people information on how to get to the archives. And one more thing on that. Next week, I'm going to indicate on the phone right here, I'm going to tell people the actual shows that I recommend that they hear. 3, 4, 5, 6 shows, the best of the best over the last year. So be sure to tune in next week for that. We're going to have also the next few weeks shows on how to prepare for Christmas, Thanksgiving, the holidays, period. And how to eat, how to think, how to live, how to avoid certain things. It's very, very important. We're going to give you the holistic view on that. We're going to do a lot of aging story information, living long, living peacefully. So explain to people upon how they can get on the archives.
Yeah, to all listeners out there that are interested in going online, just go to prn.fm. That's Progressive Radio Network is what that stands for. prn.fm. And you go on the shows there, and under shows, you'll see Let's Create a Better World. That's just prn.fm, and then click on shows and scroll down to Let's Create a Better World. You'll see all of our archive shows on there and all the information. Bobby, I also have my book, Barstool Knowledge, coming out. So I have our link on my website as well. People can go to my website for my book, barstoolknowledge.com, and there's a link on there to our radio shows as well. And we'll look forward to getting your feedback and hearing from everyone out there. Feel free to email us or give us a call anytime.
But basically, Stefan, in the next week or two, we should have you talk about just about how, because it is a season coming up where people drink a lot and take a lot of bad things. You eat too much food, get drunk, get the DUI, you have so many problems. And you firsthand know that. And so in the next week or two, let's spend some time talking about that on our future shows. But we've got to get off the show now. I want to be thanking all the great people that have been part of this show. First of all, our guest today, Burton Goldberg. I want to thank him. I want to thank you, Stefan, for doing a great job as a co-host. Our listeners should know he also does work on production with us. He does a lot of emails and a lot of social media. He's a webmaster, businessman. He's got his new book. So Stefan is doing a lot of good things, and I'm just blessed and happy to have him with me to do this show. I'm into aging. I'm into a lot of things, and that's why I have this show. And we're covering a lot of things, but in the next few weeks, get prepared for the Christmas. We're going to talk about love. I have two great, great women that are profound stories, one with Mother Teresa, the great, great lady that gave so much, and how love is so important to all of us. We're going to get into that deeply. So be sure to listen to our shows in the next few weeks. And I want to thank our L.A. producers, Jimmy D. and Stuart Hassel, our New York director of PRN, Jason, and also the engineer today, Jesse. I want to thank and any other engineers that have been on this phone. Thank all of you, the listeners, for coming in and taking part of us. So signing off, here I am, Bobby Elias, and Stefan's right here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to get to us next week, Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. Pacific. Thank you. Get ready for the nice holidays. There comes a time when we heed a certain